Thank you very much. First, I'd like to thank Portuguese Student Association here at MIT, East Timor Action Network, for hosting this meeting. And also, I'd like to thank Professor Noam Chomsky to be here this time. This is my second time to talk on East Timor together with Professor Noam Chomsky, and I'm so really happy with talk East Timor with him. Actually, my name is Constancio Pinto, and this is my my second year. Currently, I'm studying at Brown University, my second year at Brown University, learning English and educating students, Brown students, about East Timor. And I only have 5 minutes to talk about East Timor, so I'm going to briefly talk about East Timor. So when we talk about East Timor, we're talking about a resistance of the people, the Timorese people, the resistance of 700,000 people, who almost a third of the population by the Indonesian military since the occupation, since 1975 until 1980. And I'd like to tell you that the United States is one of the countries that support Indonesia to kill all of those people, 200,000 people, and I am able to survive that. So talking about that resistance, we talk about people and we talk about an organization. And as a member of the resistance in East Timor, I belong to CNRM, National Council of Malvera Resistance. I'd like to talk about briefly about how the resistance functioned in East Timor. In 1975, there were three main political parties, Fretilin, UDT, and PUDETI. Fretilin is the majority, is the largest party with declared independence from Portugal in 1975. The proclamation, Fretilin proclaimed independence in 1975, November 28, 1975. Unfortunately, in December 7, 1975, Indonesia invaded East Timor. And I was 12 years old. However, in spite of that biggest army, Indonesian military, with foreign areas such as the United States and European countries, the Timorese are able to resist against this army. And it's almost 20 years that we are fighting against that military. And we still continue to fight, and we still feel strong to fight against that occupation. Because of the evolution of the struggle in East Timor and outside, we try to make our resistance more solid, so we create CNRM, the National Council of Malvera Resistance, that I belong to. CNRM is an umbrella organization which comprises by the political parties UDT, APDETI, and Fretilin, and also all our independence organizations which fight for the right of self-determination and independence of East Timor. Now, I'm here as the representative of the National Council of Malvera Resistance. And my duty is to tell the American peoples about the suffering of my people in East Timor. I'd like to tell that since 1975 to 1991, many people don't know what's happened in East Timor. It started from 1991, after the massacre of 12 November 1991. I myself was the organizer of that demonstration. Then it's opened the eyes of an international community, of all people abroad, of what happened in East Timor. After Indonesia killed in a public, in a peaceful demonstration, 271 of those of my friends, then people start to know, to understand that Indonesia occupied East Timor illegally. I think I don't understand why only after 1970, after 10, I think 10 or 15 years of the suffering in East Timor, then people begins to understand what's happened. I don't understand. I was in East Timor with my friends. We thought that, well, people there knows that we are suffering, and then they are probably is doing something for us to help us. But after I came here in 1991, I spoke to people about East Timor. People still think about, still ask me about what is Timor. East Timor is the name of the trees or is a car. But now I feel glad that people are aware with what's going on in East Timor. The United States, in 1991, after the massacre, changed a little bit its policy. Decided to cut off IMED. I think Professor Chomsky will talk more about United States policy, foreign policy, towards East Timor. But that was the first time, probably, for the United States to support East Timor in terms of human rights. Cut off IMED aid to Indonesia. But last month, the United States government decided to reestablish this IMED aid to Indonesia. United States continues to give training to the Indonesian military so they can become like a master of torture, so they can torture people in East Timor. When I talk torture, because I was tortured by the military, because I was also in jail, because I also was persecuted by the Indonesian military for 10 months, living underground after I escaped to Portugal. Now people in East Timor continues to be suffering. Last month there were 6 Timorese civilians were killed without any reason in their home. After the international pressure, Indonesia government tried to show to the international community that they respect human rights in East Timor and try to solve the problem. But in the rural areas, people continues to be killed, continues to be violated. Women continues to be violated. Children. Torture in prison continues. And the United States can think to reestablish IMED and also think to sell weapons to Indonesia. That's why I'm here to talk to you and ask you your favor to support East Timor, just to say some words to your representatives, just give your signature to save thousands of lives in East Timor, and tell to the State Department, the United States government, to stop any kind of economic or political relationship with Indonesia. I also like to tell you about a little bit about at the United Nations, how the United Nations deal with East Timor issue. Since 1975, there were 10 resolutions adopted by the United Nations and asked for Indonesia to withdraw its army from East Timor. But none of these resolutions have been implemented in East Timor. And East Timor issues continues to be in the United Nations agenda. Every year we discuss East Timor issues. At the United Nations Decolonization Committee and United Nations Human Rights Commission. There are resolutions over the resolutions. But we see that just a paper. So we need some kind of forces to push the Indonesian government to implement that resolution. And to Indonesia to implement that resolution, those resolutions, we need the biggest countries, superpower countries such as the United States to say some words. I think it is not difficult for the United States to say that, oh, please, to say to Indonesia that please let East Timor be free and independent, decide whatever they want to be. We are fighting for almost 20 years just because of one thing, fundamental reason, that's the right of self-determination and independence. To support the United Nations efforts to solve East Timor problem, the Timorese Resistance, CNRM, addressed to the United Nations a peace plan which comprises by three phases: the reduction of the military in East Timor, the establishment of United Nations Human Rights Commission and its representatives in East Timor, and the establishment of non-government organization in East Timor, reduction of civil servants in Indonesian civil servants in East Timor, and the reduction of immigration. We try to find a peaceful solution to save the Indonesian face. For almost 20 years, Indonesia had very, very bad reputation in international level. And all of these phases, we ask Indonesia for a referendum in East Timor. Because we never had a referendum in East Timor since Portugal left in 1975. As East Timor still continues to recognize by the United Nations as a non-self-territory government, that's what we need. We need to have a referendum in East Timor. You might have heard about Indonesian argument. Indonesia always says that the Timorese people already had referendum. They like to be Indonesian. They like to be incorporated with the Republic of Indonesia. And all of this is untrue. Because Indonesian always said that, presented this argument, so we try to challenge with Indonesia. If the East Timorese people really want to integrate to Indonesia. So to have a referendum in East Timor, to stop all of human rights violation in East Timor, we need the support from the international community, from you, the Americans, people. When I was in East Timor, we know that the Americans are powerful, and the American government is powerful, and the people is powerful. If the people change the American policy towards Vietnam War, why not in East Timor? So that's all I have to say. Thank you very much.